Starting 72 hours of uninterrupted prayer. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about what prayer is all about. And actually, the main aspect of prayer is our relationship with God. It's building that relationship, it's hearing from Him and opening up to Him and Him hearing from us. It's building that one-to-one relationship. But there's an aspect of prayer which we call intercessions. And to intercede is to speak on behalf of someone, to ask on behalf of someone. And what we're doing in intercessions is asking God to act on behalf of someone else or on behalf of a different situation. And the first thing I'd like us to think about when we talk about intercession is, when we intercede, are we asking God for a favor or are we doing God a favor? Because our attitude towards this will actually affect how we do it and how often we do it and how important it is for us. Are we asking God for favors? Yes, we're asking Him to intervene in different situations in the world and in our lives and in people we know. Are we doing God a favor? Yes, because we find in the Bible once and again, intercede, pray for this. And there's so much about prayer in the Bible and intercession. So actually we're doing both. And that is because God has decided to bring His kingdom to earth through us. If we see across the whole Bible, we see that God's kingdom is built in partnership between His people and Himself. And when we pray, that's exactly what we're doing. We are partnering with God in bringing His kingdom here on earth. And we're doing it together. And that's why it's both asking a favor and it's also doing a favor, because it's something that we all benefit from. It's Him and us joining in bringing His kingdom on earth. And actually, when we pray, we're not just asking that His kingdom come, we're actually bringing His kingdom in prayer. And the second thing I want us to think about is, if God is sovereign and He can do what He wants, when He wants, how He wants, does prayer affect anything? And I think the answer to this will have a massive effect on your prayer life and how you live this out. And again, I'll come back to the same concept. I believe strongly that God partners with us in bringing His kingdom here. And it depends on us as much as it depends on Him. And He's chosen to do that this way, and that was His choice, to give us that responsibility and that authority to work together. And therefore, in intercessions, we are bringing God's kingdom. And therefore, if we pray for something, it will have an effect. Maybe not the effect we want or the response we would like, but it does have an effect. But if we don't pray, then that will also have an effect. And that's why I strongly believe that prayer is a motor to any healthy church, and prayer is a motor to any healthy movement of God. I don't know about you, but I long and I hunger to see more of God always. And therefore, I'm called to do my bit, to pray and intercede, and to wait on God and see what He will do, to partner together. And I'm going to finish with a passage from Ephesians 6 that just shows how important our intercessions are. And I pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. So we see in the passage that actually Paul is asking for prayer to do something that obviously God wanted him to do. It was to speak the mysteries of the gospel. So here's where we notice that actually it's a joint venture. It's something we do together. That it's not only that God does what He wants to do, but actually that we have our bit to play. And that prayer is actually a very powerful tool, a weapon to make this happen, to work with Him in seeing His kingdom established, to see other people drawn to Him, to to see him work amongst us. So I'd like to really encourage us to spend time interceding this week, and obviously afterwards the rest of our lives, because it might be the most powerful thing we have at hand, especially in times of lockdown.